Hello and welcome to the Eurovision Showcase, right here on Forest FM. I'm your host, Kieran Uri Tutiot. Music lovers, sit back, relax, and I'm going to keep you updated with what's going on in the world of the Eurovision Song Contest.
Hello, this is Amir from France.
Hi, this is Svala from Iceland.
Hi, this is Emer Quinn from Ireland. You are listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
On the stormy sea, but never staying long, always running on, always running on endlessly. And I know at last, always running on endlessly.
Vanessa Chinito representing Belgium at the 1999 Eurovision Song Contest, all the way back in Jerusalem, Israel as well. It's making me feel very, very old. I remember that performance particularly well. It was one of my favourites of the contest, yes. I didn't do particularly well, actually, sort of mid-placing. It came 12th with 38 points, and actually it was joint 12th with the UK entry that year, Precious. With Say It Again, of course. Wow, there we are. Yes, you are welcome to the Eurovision Showcase. Yes, I'm your host, Kieran Uri Tutiot. If you want to get in contact with us and get a request on the air, it'll be lovely to hear from you. Send us an email, escshowcase@gmail.com. Of course, you can send us a tweet at ESE Showcase. And of course, you can send us a Facebook message and comment on our articles at facebook.com/ESC Showcase. And of course, if you're on Facebook anyway, just search for the Eurovision Showcase on the search tab at the top of your page. Well, I hope you've had a wonderful week. I have too. Thank you very much. And long may it continue, hey? Right, 2020 is going off quite nicely. And let's hope it continues that way. We have a request from Robert Wallström in Gothenburg, Sweden. Hello, Robert. A good kväll to you. Lovely to hear from you. And you've requested a cover of Finland's Eurovision entry, the legendary one in 1985. This is amazing. Elokulelemaa, Long Live the Life. It's directly translated into English. But the singer is the actual composer of the song. Yes, so we're going to hear Petri Lakosanen. I hope I pronounced that right. Lakosanen, I think that sounds right. Elokulelemaa, this is Finland 1985 and a cover of it. And it's really decent. Enjoy.
Katsella saa! you drop. Baby, you're the reason I'm feeling so hot. I want you now, I just can't stop. I will trade my life for a night with you, driven by desire. Make that move on me, it's time for you to see that my world's on fire. Shake, 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 mi amor. Just for love, give me some more. Shake, 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 mi amor. Just for love.
He's Ruvas for Greece in 2004, shaking his way all the way up to third place in 2004. Yes, and getting 12 points from the United Kingdom. Yes, he did in as well. Yeah. Right, it's now time for some new music. Now we're going down under, down to Australia, our cousins in the Southern Hemisphere. And Isaiah represented Australia at the 2017 Eurovision Song Contest with the Don't Come Easy. And if you remember back in the semi-final, he went a bit off track with his song and ended up almost going way like really loud, and it was very embarrassing for him. So he's got a great new song and I really can't wait to play it for you now. So this is Isaiah representing Australia in 2017, and this is his brand new release. It's called Thinking About You.
Why did we fall so hard, girl? I never knew all of the shadows that were surrounding you. Some call it magic, but no, love, it ain't fair. No, I can't explain it, and I'm going insane, yeah. So don't tell me you love me, you're sorry. Don't I know, don't I know, oh yeah. Don't call me your baby, I hate it, just let it go. Oh, I know you're sleeping in his bed, but I don't care less. This not gonna get through. Not thinking about you. He'll tell me all the things he says. It will make me jealous. This not gonna get through. Not thinking about you. Oh, no, no, no.
Not thinking about, not dreaming about, not thinking about you. Not thinking about, not dreaming about, not thinking about you.
I'm crazy that I don't want you back. But you always wanted what you could never have. Do it again, I won't be falling for that. Now I'm dancing with strangers.
I'm dancing with strangers.
You're treating me better than you, yeah. Don't tell me you love me, you're sorry. Don't I know,
don't wanna know,
don't I know,
don't wanna know,
yeah.
just let it go.
I know you're saving it, kiss back, but I don't care less. It's not gonna get through.
It's not gonna get through.
I'm thinking about you.
I'm thinking about you.
You tell me all the things he says. They wanna make me jealous. It's not gonna get through.
It's not gonna get through.
I'm thinking about you.
Oh, no, no, no.
Not drinking about, not dreaming about, not thinking about you. Thinking about, not dreaming about, not thinking about you.
Jana Burčeska from Macedonia, and you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. This is my song Dance Alone. Enjoy.
Jana Burčeska representing North Macedonia in 2017 with the amazing Dance Alone, but she didn't qualify out of the semi-finals, which was a real shame. But I must admit, live it didn't really work, did it? Which is a real shame. But anyways, our resident Eurovision nerd. I hope it doesn't mind me calling you that. Michael down in Ferndown, hello. I hope you're well. Thank you very much for your request. This is an amazing tune and a very good choice, actually, I must say. So here is going to be a song from the Icelandic National Final in 2015. This came second in Songs for Keppnin. Here is Fredrik Dohr with Once Again. And I think maybe if this went to Eurovision instead of, Maria Olafs with Unbroken, then maybe it could have qualified. It certainly would have stood out a lot more, I think, just because of the songs that were in the contest that year. So here we are. This is for you, Michael, in Ferndown, the Icelandic second place in their national final in 2015. It is Fredrik Dohr with Once Again.
Remember the day, walking together down memory lane, wondering what could and what should have been. Remember that day. I remember the light of the blue moon, the smell of your perfume, the taste of your lips and the touch of your hand. Oh, let me hold you once again. Stay up for hours like when we first met.
There with his amazing song in the Icelandic National Final in 2015, Once Again. Yes, and came behind Maria Olafs. Yes, she did. Good stuff. How are you, Rob? Rob's here.
Hi, everyone. I'm all right. You?
Yeah, tickety boo. Thank you, dear.
Good.
Yes, tickety boo. And
I can smell TCP.
Yeah, I got bitten last night, and it's really itchy on my hand.
Ah, see, very obvious smell, that, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, actually. But at least it's not infected.
No, it's not. My mum was wearing TCP yesterday as well.
Yeah, she was when she came over. Yeah, bizarre. Yes.
Well, she wasn't wearing TCP. That sounds a bit wrong. She.
Yes.
It's her perfume of choice.
At least she's sterile. That's
absolutely.
What
well, yeah, she likes to be clean.
Right then, Rob. What's it now time for?
It's now time for Rob's Random Request.
Uh, Okay, so Rob's got the two hats ready with a little bits of paper in, one with years on, the other one with countries on, and hopefully we'll pick a Eurovision Song Contest song.
Okay, right, so the year we're going to play this week, is 2005.
Ah, now that was the first time the contest was in Ukraine, and it was held in Kiev, right in the middle of the Orange Revolution.
Oh.
Yes. I actually know it was the year after, because it was 2004, wasn't it?
I don't know much about the Orange Revolution.
Yeah. That's okay. All right.
But I'd like to go to Kiev.
Yes. Yeah, we should have gone in 2017, though. We had a big thing called our marriage to sort out.
And also that was... The weird thing about Kiev, I know, so I'm looking at hotels and accommodation, was that if you wanted to stay in a reasonable hotel, they were really, really expensive, whereas everything that was quite cheap looked a bit naff.
Yeah.
So I'm a bit of a snob. No, but I think, you know, the nice hotels, which I think you'd want to stay in if you went to Ukraine, were not brilliant.
No.
Anyway, right, let's have a look. We have Denmark.
Ah, we have... Yes, Denmark was represented by a solo singer called Jakob Sveistrup.
Well pronounced.
Thank you. With the song Thinking About You. Yes.
That rings a bell.
It does. Do you know why? Because it's my brother Niall's favourite Eurovision song.
Okay. Yes, I must have heard it then.
Talking to you, not thinking about you, talking to you.
Yeah. Oh, I think it doesn't ring a bell.
No? Okay, all right then. But it's a good song. It did quite well with the UK jury, the televoters back then. Came sort of like towards I think it got into the top 10 actually. I'm sure it did, because it was quite a popular winner. Of the Dance Comedy Grand Prix, of course. It didn't win Eurovision, because that was for Greece and Helena Paparizou with My Number One.
Oh yes, well I'm glad I picked one this time that we could play straight away.
Indeed.
Because often it takes about five times to get a country, especially if you get like 1957 or something, you end up being able to choose about four countries.
That is true, that's true. So here we go, this is Talking to You by Jakob Sveistrup, and this, Rob, is the entry for...
Denmark 2005.
You nailed me to the floor with just one look. I'll sail any ocean to show my devotion. If only I could open up your eyes and get your attention, a brand new dimension. Connect your inner line and tell me that you're mine. Talk to you through my heart. Talking to you, girl. Just tell me where to start. I wanna get through right away. Wanna get through now. Can't wait another day. You're all I hope to find. Got to make you mine. I wonder how it feels to be with you. Imagination, my sweet temptation. I just can't get enough. I'm desperate for your love. I'm talking to you. Talking to you, girl. Just tell me where to start. I wanna get through right away. Wanna get through now. Can't wait another day. What I hope to find. I've never felt like this before. I've got
wanna get through. Wait another day. You're all I hope to find. I've never felt like this before. I know you will be mine. I'm talking to you.
Today is Sunday, the 19th of January, 2020. I am your host, Kieran Aritasiad, and you're listening now to the Eurovision Showcase News, right here on Forest FM 92.3. Saturday was a big Eurovision night, would you believe, where Iceland has revealed its selection acts for Songs Forgotten in 2020, and also Lithuania, Norway and Slovenia have continued their search for their Eurovision entrant. If you want to catch up with the latest results, then please do head over to Eurovoix.com. Now over in Sweden, SVT, the Swedish broadcaster, has launched, well, will be launching later this year, Melodifestivalen's Hall of Fame, and that's to celebrate the 60th edition of the contest. Yes, so it's becoming very much star-studded in Sweden, and we can't wait for this. Inez, who represented Estonia at the 2000 Eurovision Song Contest in Stockholm, with Once in a Lifetime coming forth, will be performing at the final of Eestilaul, the Estonian national final. So that's very good to say. And also down in Australia, Danny Im, who came second for Australia in 2016, and Kate Miller-Heike, who represented Australia at last year's Eurovision in Tel Aviv, will be performing at next month's Australian Decides national final. Very exciting. The finalists of Latvia's Supernova national final have been announced as well. So head over to Eurovoix.com. But the shocking thing is Marcus Riva has not qualified to the grand final. And finally, the Icelandic newspaper Visir has announced and made an article that Netflix is sponsoring Iceland's participation in Eurovision this year. Yes, Visa have reported earlier this week that Iceland's participation in the 2020 Eurovision Song Contest is being supported by the streaming American giant Netflix. Now, according to the report, the sponsorship amounts to over 10 million Icelandic krona, which is about 880,000 euros, which is probably about... well, it's about £100,000. To cover the cost of Iceland's participation in the contest, Netflix have been working very hard to grow its presence in Iceland, with agreements reached with a number of businesses to help grow the company's understanding of the Icelandic market. Furthermore, the report sponsorship builds on Iceland on Netflix's upcoming Eurovision film. And the film is set to be released this year, and it follows Icelandic singers Lars Eriksson and Sigrid Eriksdottir as they represent Iceland at the Eurovision Song Contest. Will Ferrell, Pierce Brosnan, Demi Lovato and Rachel McAdams are among the big stars to be acting in the film and filming for the Eurovision movie what am I going on about, has been underway for the past 2 years, with Netflix screaming filming scenes. Goodness me, I'm caught falling apart here. In Iceland last year, they've also been filming in London, I think in Edinburgh, also in Tel Aviv and Lisbon, so all over the place. So anyways, I'm gonna go and lie in a dark bedroom while you chill out for just 2 seconds, and we'll be back with some more Eurovision music right here on the Eurovision Showcase with me, the clumsy Kieran Aritasiad.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight. Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favorite Eurovision radio shows.
Have you missed a previous episode of the Eurovision Showcase? Never fear, Kieran is here. Visit the website escshowcase.podbean.com or search for the show on Spotify, Mixcloud or any podcast app, including Apple Podcast and the Podbean app itself. The Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran Ari-Tuttiot. There is no need to be making your mind up.
Hello, this is Jozsi Papai from Hungary, and this is my song, Angel.
Az én apám úgy nevelt, mint a szél. Halkan fúj, ténekelt, úgy mesélt. Ott lakott, hol minden út véget ér. Ezer egy év, is kevés, egy életért, egy életért. Hallom őt, az ő szívét a húrokon. Látom őt múló idővel az arcomon. Az ő hitét büszkeség vallanom. Ezer egy dalból ezt az egyet dúdolom, dúdolom. Régi napok, gyönyörű napok, szeretem az emlékét. Ő hív és hozzá szaladok játszani, így volt szép. Régi dalok megidézik, még érzem a napfényét. A szél zúgását is hallom még. A szél hangjában is hallom még.
Na 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 na. Yo yo yo. Na 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 na. Yo yo yo. Na 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 na. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Na 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 na. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Egy dallal üztem messze el a bánatom. Mit adhatok, csak az, hogy hozzátartozom. S az én fiamnak büszkeséggel mondhatom, ő az én apám, és itt az én otthonom. Régi napok, gyönyörű napok, szeretem az emlékét. Hív és hozzászaladok, játszani így volt szép. Régi dalok megidézik, még érzem a napfényét. A szélfügyült adhatod, legyen álmom szép. A szélfügyült adhatod, majd is hallom még. Na 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 na.
Jozsi Papai representing Hungary at the 2019 Eurovision Song Contest with Aznapam, My Father. It's a beautiful song there, and I was so disappointed when it didn't qualify to Eurovision proper in the grand final this year. Anyway, we could say that about so many, many songs, but at least we have those songs, and there will always be in our hearts no matter what. So if you're a emotional Eurovision fan like me, then just take a chill pill. Right, if you can. Right, now, time to move on and listen to some more music, and this is in English, and I'm going to play you the song that has made this person particularly a little bit famous in France and has actually got him to become France's representative at this year's Eurovision Song Contest in Rotterdam. Yes, I'm talking about Thomas Leib. He is a comedian, an actor, and a singer. He was born on March the 21st of 1989 in Paris. And Tom was the youngest in his family, and he has two sisters who are older, Fanny and Eliza. Elsa. In 2003, he played the father of the kids in the stage production of Mrs. Doubtfire. He took courses in theatre, cinema, song and dance in the great schools of New York for about 5 years. In 2013, he was chosen for the role of Tom in the series of Sous le Soleil de Saint-Tropez, and then played the role of Adrian in the episode of Research Selection the same year. And he turned for the cinema in Paroles, which is one of those amazing French films. He has been in many films and many short films, TV series, and he's released one album last year in 2019, the album Recollection. It's full of English, it's all in English. And this is most famous song. It on YouTube has had views of over 25.5 million listens. It was released back in 2017 in December. So here is Tom Leib, who's representing France at this year's Eurovision Song Contest in Rotterdam, the Netherlands. Here is his only single that he has released so far. It's called Are We Too Late?
Seen a day, no, never held a hand, no, found a way to feel the same. I've never flown for hours to make one city ours and check the weather where you were. I may never leave you now, 'cause I have finally seen you. I may never leave you now, 'cause I've been waiting on your eyes to set in mine. I go ahead and fly away, travel with my thoughts and get to you somehow. I go ahead and fly again, 'cause everything I see you already are. Is raging out there, the wars are going nowhere. Still, I'll just want to hear you then. It might seem insane, out of nowhere. Somehow, I check the weather again. I may never leave you now, 'cause I have finally seen. I may never leave you now, 'cause I've been waiting on your eyes to set in mine. I go ahead and fly away, I travel with my thoughts and get to you somehow. I go ahead and fly again,
it's everything. I see you already, I move from a corner to stand on water, but my hour too late.
I'm Niamh Kavanagh, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran.
Thank you.
Yugoslavia 1975. Yes, we're going back and back and back and back. That was their entry that came 13th with 22 points. And that was Pepil in Kri, singing the song Dan Ljubezni. Sung in Slovenian, so it's the Slovenians in Yugoslavia who got in charge there, shall I say. And the direct translation is Pepil in Kri in Slovenian into English means ashes and blood. Yeah, that's not great. But Dan Ljubezni apparently means a love day. So that's quite sweet. Anyway, so two parallels. Bizarre. Right, it's now time for us to listen to a song live from the Eurovision Song Contest itself. It's time for Live and Kicking! Well, this week's Live and Kicking takes us to the 1985 Eurovision Song Contest in Gothenburg, Sweden. And this song came, would you believe it, second last. Criminally underrated. I think it might be my winner of 1985. I adore this song so much, and I have done ever since I was a wee Eurovision fan when I was like 16 odd. And I knew what YouTube was all about. Because I didn't have DVDs and all that type of stuff, of course. So I can't wait to play this for you. This is Portugal's entry in 1985 with commentary from the late great Sir Terry Wogan and an introduction to the song by the amazing host that year, Lynn Lilfors. Enjoy.
This is the Portuguese entry coming up to pictures of Hunia, one of the largest islands in Gothenburg's northern archipelago. It was already inhabited in Viking times. It's well known to the Swedes for its bread. I have a load of stuff here that would amaze and astound you. The Portuguese entry is written by Toje Brito. And the words are by Adelaide and Luis Fernando. It's called So Sad Losing You. The lady who'll sing it, Adelaide, is 25 years of age. She's from Minde. I must be the one to change. I must be the one to go. I may even cry. I do not know.
The entry from Portugal is called Penso em ti, eu sei. I'm thinking of you, I know. Performer, Adelaide, who also wrote the lyrics. Conductor, José Calvário.
José Calvário has conducted many a time and oft for Portugal.
Está para vir, talvez eu vá mentir.
Another emotive performance. That's Adelaide for Portugal. So sad losing you. You're safe.
Belarus did not choose that as their entry in 2014. That is amazing. Alina Sinyamskaya with Via Latia, which means Milky Way in Italian. That's from the Belarusian national final in 2014. And that's it for another episode of the Eurovision Showcase right here on Forest FM. I've been your host, Kieran Aritutiet. I hope you can join me next Sunday at 5 p.m. for more Eurovision madness. Take care. Arrivederci. Au revoir. Kavidasen. Bis lat. Dobizenia. Tak zumiket. And adios. I'll see you very soon. Toodaloo.